Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hello, Savvy Scribes, and welcome to another episode. Today, I have a great guest with me, Emily Countryman. She is from Seattle, Washington area, Arlington, Washington, if you will. She has owned businesses since 2011. Her and her hubby are actually doing this full time together. And I have her here today talking about all the things related to losing weight as nurses. And she tells me too that teachers are also in this, and we talked about a little bit before the show that it's because we aren't taking care of ourselves. We're too busy taking care of everybody else. And you guys know what I mean by that. So,
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host, and I am a mom to two boys. I'm a wife, a Great Dane lover, a registered nurse, and a content writing business owner. I am committed to help you moving your business forward because I've been there. I get it. I understand that life is busy and distracting. But many of us are burnt out at the bedside, working too many hours, and are ready for a change. Every week, I will deliver actionable advice and thought leaders in the industry to help you move along in your business. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Emily. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just want to start off with, how did your career path begin? We'll just start right there.
Yeah. Since I was young, a child in school, I knew that I would be an entrepreneur. I didn't know exactly what type of business I had. Probably if you asked me in early high school, I thought I would be a fashion designer and have a boutique somewhere. But in high school, I started working for a chiropractor and started learning about health and wellness. And I was there for about 10 years. And I really developed a big passion for health and wellness. And that's when I started my clinics. So it was a really great match of having my passion for health and wellness and knowing that I would have my own business somehow. You just kind of have to trust the path. And here we are, even a decade after that, and have almost six weight loss centers and have about 20 employees that do health coaching and help with all of our clients. So it was a somewhat straight path, going from knowing I wanted to do my own business and being in health and wellness, but definitely had its turns here and there.
That's awesome. Did, as a kid, did you have businesses?
Yeah, kind of. I lived on a golf course growing up, and we lived at the green. So all of the golf balls would end up in the pond, kind of across the fairway from me, and then in our yard. So I would collect all of the golf balls and sell them back to the golfers.
I love it.
Three for a dollar. Pretty lucrative.
I love it. I love it. It's great. You know, yeah. I'm thinking 11 stand. You're like, no, I'm going to do my own thing here. You hit these in our yard, you're paying for
them. We would sell
them.
Snacks sometimes too, but, and I think they would just buy them because they thought it was
they
funny,
felt bad.
You know?
Yeah, they're like, oh, here's
what's a
this little
dollar?
girl.
Yeah.
How funny is that? That is so cool. So with these six weight loss centers, what company do you own?
So our business is called Ideal Wellness, and we're in the Seattle area, a little north of that. Up through our most northern location is in Bellingham, which is very close to Canada. And so we have almost the sixth office is opening spring 2020.
Awesome. Wow. And you said your husband's doing this with you as well?
Yep, he used to work for the utilities company in our county, and it was a job he absolutely loved. He went through an apprenticeship to become a journeyman, and it was a big job, great salary, great health benefits. And about a year and a half ago, he took a leave of absence because he was out of vacation time from helping me open all these offices. He's my handyman, maintenance guy, and tech guy. So we had three offices we opened in 2018. So by that summer, he said, okay, let's let's try. I'm the let's just do it. He's more of the risk taker. Or I take
you're
risks.
You're the risk taker. He's the cautious planner. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the planner. So it's like, okay, let's dip our toe in this. He took, I think it was a month off, unpaid, because we wanted to kind of have a little trial of will this work. And then he went back to work. And by that Friday of the week he was back, he had given his two weeks notice.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been really, it's gone really well. It's really nice to have that balance. And because like I said, I just kind of go for things. And he's there to say, okay, how is this going to work? How is that going to work? So that we can make much better decisions together. And people always ask me, how do you work with your husband? And we're together, not 24/7. So our desks are literally next to each other at our home office. But with all of the locations, we're always running around and having different meetings here, there, and everywhere. So it's not like we're just together, just the two of us at our desks,
sure,
5 feet away.
Well, and it sounds, you're not going to marry someone you can't be together with anyway.
Well, so true.
It's like, if it's a nice yin-yang kind of feel, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, question just you know, out of the blue in the sense, is how did you get the guts to just say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure this out along the way? Or do you have previous business experience? Did someone mentor you on how to navigate the waters of business?
Yeah. So I had a tiny bit of previous business experience prior to opening the clinics. And when I was working at the chiropractic office, I had a side gig of doing bookkeeping and insurance billing, because I worked there probably 30 to 40 hours. So in my little bit of extra time, I took on a couple other clinics to do that. So I had the ins and outs of getting your business license and getting set up with the state and that type of thing, kind of the technical side of it. It wasn't anything I was really advertising or trying to grow into a big business though. But my parents have had a business pretty much all of my childhood, and it was started by my grandpa. So I've always been around that.
Yeah, you're in this family of entrepreneurs.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, it wasn't a big scary thing. And I don't really have that fear gene. I always think, well, if it doesn't work out, then I'll do this instead, or I'll do that instead. So I didn't have any of that paralyzed by fear that I know a lot of people can get.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think that's the fear of launching. You know, that's what people say. It's the fear of launching. And, you know, God bless you to be able to just say, I'm doing this. I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't work, there's always a job to go back to somewhere.
Exactly.
So is there a piece of advice that you could give others for owning a business or starting a business?
Well, definitely if they have that fear paralyzing them, and I think some fear is healthy. I could probably stand to have a little bit more fear to think things through, which is great that I have my husband now to say, okay, back it up. But if you're getting just kind of that healthy amount of fear, just go for it. So stop overthinking it, stop overanalyzing it. If you need that kind of mentorship, go to somebody that you know and trust that's a little further ahead of you in business and ask them, you know, is this a good move that I'm about to make? Or, you know, a friend, a family member. And if you need that little bit of reassurance, because sometimes we know what we want, we know that we can do it, we just need to hear somebody else say it. So if they have that person that they can trust.
Yeah, with what you said about just someone that's a little bit ahead of you in business, one of the best things I've ever heard is that, is don't find the person that's doing the things that you think, I could never do this, or I could never make millions like they are, or whatever. Yeah, don't shoot for them. Look for the person that's just a little bit ahead of you and ask them. And people are so gracious with their advice and their help that you don't usually have to pay millions to get that mentorship or that help. People are
absolutely
help.
And
I think community. I think a community of people too. If you are stuck in that fear factor mode that you aren't ready to launch, ask people. Ask the simple questions, because everybody's been there. We've all been there. Even if you're making great money or you're doing really well, behind the scenes isn't always pretty. It's always, everybody started somewhere. So yeah, that's something to definitely. And I like your Nike thing. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. And with that mentorship piece, don't be afraid to ask someone that maybe you don't know as well, if they're in that a similar industry, but maybe not a competitor or something like that. I get asked from other weight loss clinics, different consulting type business mentorship questions all the time. And if I don't have time to have a conversation with them, I might point them just to some resources. But people that have already been there love to help people that are starting out. For the most part.
You're
and if
exactly
they don't,
right.
then you ask the wrong person. And
exactly. Totally. So jumping into Ideal Wellness a little bit, what do you guys do at your weight loss centers? Let's just start there.
We'll be right back.
You guys, I wrote a book and it's launched and I want you to check it out. Go over to Amazon, look for Savvy Nurse Writer. It'll come up right away, but it's called Savvy Nurse Writer, A Nurse's Blueprint for Starting a Profitable Freelance Health Writing Business. We have lots of reviews, all 5 stars, top new release in the first week it was launched, and I want to share it with the world. So head on over to Amazon.com, search Savvy Nurse Writer, and get your copy today.
Yeah. So clients come in and they're coming because they're seeking a solution to their weight issue. We see a lot of clients that have just some weight to lose. Maybe they want to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds. But the majority of our clients are really there because they have other health issues. So they're type 2 diabetics, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or they're technically diagnosed with obesity. So they have that BMI of over 30. And they come in and they meet with our health coaches. So we have coaches at all of our clinics and they meet with them once a week. And that coaching aspect is huge. So we have an entire program that they follow and we have the products. So we have meal replacements that they eat along with lean protein and vegetables. But it's that coaching aspect. You, in a sense, could say, here's a month of food. I'll see you in a month. Good luck. And that's like a lot of the delivery programs of weight loss foods are going to the big box store and just grabbing some diet food. But we all know that doesn't work. And it's because it's missing that component of coaching. Mm-hmm. So the coaches are there to motivate them and educate them and hold them accountable. So a client knows that, okay, Monday is my appointment with my coach. And she's going to ask me if I didn't do A, B, C, and D, why didn't I do it? And it's not in a drill sergeant manner, but it's there to help them because just like in business, needing a business coach, it's very, very hard to do it on your own.
Of course. Of course. And they get that, again, that surrounding of people that have already done it and
yes.
seeing people together, you know, at the clinic and
mm-hmm.
yeah, for sure. So for our listeners to know, Emily is not a nurse, but you are a health coach. And I'm curious if a nurse wanted to become a health coach, do you have a program or a recommendation where they could start?
My favorite, and it's because it's the one I did, but it was after a lot of research, is I went to IIN, and that's the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. It's about a year-long program, but you can do it all online, and you can do it while you're working a 40-hour job. And that's what I did for my health coaching school. It was a really well-rounded program. So it wasn't just, you know, everyone should eat organic vegan meals all the time. I mean, they encompassed everything. And so that's my favorite one. I know there's other health coaching schools out there. And when I went to school, it was 2014 for health coaching. So I'm sure more have come along since then. But a lot of my coaches that we employ at the clinics have gone to IIN as well. So it just kind of seems to be the common school people go to. And they could do that.
I like that you said after much research, because I appreciate that, you know, to recommend something, we don't just say because you found it online. You know, there is a lot of research. I think a lot of us appreciate that, you know, you already did the research. We don't have to run out there if we don't want to. No, that's good. Do you have any tips, and not even just for the obese person, but just for a busy nurse or mom or business owner or all the things? Like myself, for example, I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. I have 2 kids. I got, you know, a lot going on, and I still work clinic part-time, and I still run my business. What best tips do you have on maintaining a good weight or toning up or whatever that you could provide for us?
Mm-hmm. My number one tip is to cut out sugar as best you can. And don't think sugar as, okay, I'll stop eating the donut or the cookie, but really take a look at the ingredients in all of your food. So little things from the ketchup to the condiments to the pretzels, so many things. Mayonnaise has sugar in it. So take a look at everything that you're eating. I mean, you'll have to dedicate, honestly, a few hours. I had a client one time tell me, oh, thanks a lot. I just spent 2 hours at the grocery store. But you have to be educated, you know, not all the bottles of ketchup are the same. Not all the jars of mayonnaise are the same. So you really have to know what is in your food, what you're eating, and just cutting out that sugar and being more aware of it and where it's at. They say that right now Americans or North Americans eat 150 to 200 pounds of sugar a year.
Whew.
And that's from 5 pounds in the early 1900s. So
holy cow.
It's obviously a direct correlation to the weight gain, to just being tired, having any other health issues like that. There's a big correlation to how much sugar that we're eating. And that would be my best tip, is to cut out the sugar and to drink more water. Those two things together would dramatically increase somebody's health if they're just kind of feeling sluggish, you know, have a couple extra pounds to lose. We do virtual coaching now, though. So if somebody is looking for a real program to help them kick either the stubborn 15 pounds they want to lose, or they have a more dramatic weight loss goal of 50, 100. We've even seen 200 pounds people lose with our program. They can definitely reach out, because coaching would be huge. If someone's tried to cut out some of the sugar before, tried little diets here and there, and it's just not working, it's probably because it's missing that coaching component.
Sure, sure. Do you recommend a certain amount of sugar a day? Like, should, I mean, if we can't
zero.
Get to zero,
no, I'm
kidding. Yeah, right? If we can't get to zero, would you?
Honestly, you have to, we like to just meet clients where they're at. So if it's somebody that's just kind of on a sugar overload, we'll say, okay, you're eating, you know, these five things every day. Let's take it down to four this week.
Yeah.
And then just keep looking for ways to cut it out. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing type of thing. That's something we see clients a lot. They'll come in and say, you know, oops, I went off track on my program. And therefore they have this all or nothing thinking that, well, I went off track, so it's nothing. And therefore they completely go off track. So it's, you know, making the next right.
Yeah. You got to forgive yourself a little bit. There is going to be the occasional margarita or something. Like, there's going to be time to celebrate birthday cake and, and things like that. But, and to live life, I feel like there's this delicate balance. And I, you know, people say everything in moderation. I think that's wrong. I think you should have, you know, mostly plants and clean foods with an occasional slip up every once in a while.
Exactly. And just knowing that, okay, just because you have one thing doesn't mean it needs to turn into five
everything.
Or 10 or 20, and just say, okay, I forgive myself. I ate that one thing. Or don't forgive yourself. Say, that was great. I planned to eat that birthday cake and enjoy it.
And it was good.
And move on. But I mean, sugar's highly addictive. They've done studies.
Yes. It's like cocaine.
Yep, with cocaine, it's more addictive than cocaine. So just knowing that and being aware, most people, myself included, have a sugar addiction. So knowing that you need to kind of dose it out in smaller doses.
Yes.
And when you can cut it out in things that you don't really want or need it in, like if you could live without that ketchup or whatever sugar's
the
in
the coffee creamer. You know how many
don't love it. Yeah.
Used coffee creamer. Let me just throw it out there. Get it out of the fridge of the break room, ladies.
Like an almond milk or a coconut milk or something.
Yes,
like
yes,
that.
Yes. Or
and
nothing. Get used to just doing nothing. It's okay.
Yeah, or do nothing. Yeah. And then you can save your sugar for something that you wanted it for, like that special birthday cake or a special anniversary dinner or something
exactly,
like that.
So exactly.
It can be all or nothing.
I love that. I love that. And even though, you know, I see a lot of those diets, the big fad ones right now, like either the vegan or the keto, even those, like keto to me, I've done the research of it and it doesn't seem like a healthy, real way to live in my opinion, but I see how people can drop weight with it. And then the vegan diet, again, I think it's a good thing to be plant-based, but I feel like it's a lot of carbs, a whole lot of carbs if you're not watching, right?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. And with that, with the keto thing, I think part of that is there's a lot of misconceptions about it. So people just, that became the craze. So therefore, mm-hmm. like, you know, 5-10 years ago when it was gluten-free, everything, there's no true keto. Keto means ketosis, and it's a state yes. of your body burning fat for fuel. Just because you're eating a pound of butter and a pound of bacon every day does not mean you're keto. You know, that is, in my opinion, not exactly. the healthiest way to no. go about something. So our
I'm telling you, it's a fad, and even healthcare providers yeah. are doing it. And I'm looking, I'm like, you cannot think that putting all that fat in your body is good.
Yep.
That is yep. not good. Yep. But,
and,
you know,
long-term people will definitely stall out with their weight loss. So our sure. program really encompasses more of a, we call it nutritional ketosis. So we are burning your body fat. We're not burning the butter. It's not a high fat program that we're doing at our office, but we are reducing the sugar and carbs that your body can be burning fat for fuel in a healthy way, not a eat all the bacon, butter, and high fat type food.
I like that you put that spin on it, though, because the trend is keto right now. So to say that mm-hmm. you guys have a nutritional way to do it, that's a good marketing yeah. thing, you know, for sure.
And that's something we tell our clients right away is do not buy anything at the grocery store that has that keto label on it, because it's probably not approved for our program. Because
sure.
it probably has too junk in it, way too much fat yeah. in it. I mean, some products out there are good, but for the most part, companies are using it as a marketing thing right now and just slapping that word on everything. So, you know, it's,
have you
it's
noticed,
kind of our worst enemy.
clients using that intermittent fasting trend that's going mm-hmm. on as well. And
yeah,
now that one, with the research I've done, doesn't seem as bad. You know, I don't think it's,
no.
I think it's an okay thing. It's just when you yeah. have that feeding window, you shouldn't eat garbage. You should eat.
Exactly.
That's food.
And that's for any diet, you know, right? Don't,
right.
don't use it as a crutch to then do the bad things. But yeah, we have clients that do intermittent fasting with our program. As long as they get all of their daily food in 24 hours, whether it was in an 8-hour window or a 12-hour or a 16-hour, it doesn't matter to us. So our coaches can help coach them through doing intermittent fasting if it's something that they're interested in, but it's
sure.
not required as part of the program if it doesn't fit their lifestyle.
Perfect. Perfect. So how did you find like clients and do the marketing to get people in the doors for your weight loss centers?
Well, I definitely started with myself. I was my first client. So after
you gotta make sure it works, right?
Yeah. And say, hey everyone, believe me here.
Right.
I had about 20 pounds of, I was still calling it baby fat, but I had I think I had a 2.5-year-old at the time. So it'd been a while to still say that. And so I very quickly lost the 20 pounds. So that was definitely a big testimonial to people. And it really just started with friends and family, and they would do it for a few weeks. People would see the dramatic weight loss, and then more friends and family. So we always say we have these walking billboards out there of our clients being testimonials. And it really was just the snowball effect, and having, you know, two people be successful, they'd refer two more people. Now you have six people being successful, you know, like that.
Of course.
It was also for me, kind of the early days of getting a Facebook account and things like that, and advertising a little. I'm not hugely social, as far as social media goes. So we would, you know, have a post like, hey, we're going to do an information night on this program, and things like that. But we really quickly learned it was more referral based program. So getting our clients to share about it, having them bring their friends or family or coworkers in just to learn about the program, that was really the best way that we could have advertised it.
Perfect. Do you have any big goals for 2020 for the business?
Yeah, so we're opening this sixth location, and we would probably be opening one more in the next probably 2 years. We'd like to get to 10 locations out here. And so we'll be at 6, hopefully 7 by the end of the year. This year, we're going to bring on a marketing director coordinator. So somebody to actually do all of that social stuff for us and help us with, because as much as we are referral based, there is still that avenue of marketing that we have not hugely tapped into, mm-hmm. that we would like to do a little bit more with, and just kind of our outreach. So being out in the community more, things like that. And then now that we have our new program and product line, which is the Shifts That Go, our goal this year is to really grow that. So we already have a handful of clinics on board that offer it at their clinic. So not Ideal Wellness. These are clinics in our area and really throughout the country that sell our product to their clients, and they're trained on our methods. So we want to bring on more clinics like that to offer it to their clients.
Perfect. And go ahead. What's that company again?
It's called Shift Set Go.
Cool. Good. And you guys have a website, shiftsetgo.com, for that.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, if you guys want to follow Emily's business over on Instagram, you can find it at Ideal Wellness WA for Washington. And then you can go to the website, idealwellness.com. If you have some poundage to lose in 2020 and you need some of that virtual coaching, I think it's a great option and something that is a little bit more evidence-based and a little bit more research-based, especially for clinicians. You guys shouldn't jump on the latest trends and fads. Really, let's go with what we know, science, right? So thank you, Emily, for all of the time you have spent with us today. I do have some additional questions that I always ask some guests about three sure. things that our audience might not know about you.
Yes. Three different things. Okay. So one is that I have a shoe-seum at my house.
Ooh.
That's my shoe museum.
I love that.
So it's an interesting fact, something that I love. Let's see, two more things. Well, we kind of already talked about it, but I had a business as a child, so always a entrepreneur, always hustling. Yeah. and probably the other, I guess if someone knew me, they would assume this, but I'm pretty sure I'll be a serial entrepreneur for my whole life. I don't think that these are the last and only two businesses that I'll have. I know I have some more in me. I just don't know what they
are.
That's
so cool. You need to write a book or something, Emily.
Yeah.
gotta get some of that knowledge out there for people. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much. And we will talk soon. And thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.